This is Radio 4.
We present Kenneth Williams, Peter Jones, Barry Cryer, and Tim Rice in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, we have two of our regular players of the game, the outrageously entertaining Kenneth Williams, the charmingly witty Peter Jones, and we welcome back those two great wordsmiths, Tim Rice and Barry Cryer. And as usual, they're going to try and speak on the subject I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. And we'll begin the show this week with Peter Jones. Peter, the subject that Ian's decided to start with is epics. Can you tell us something about that subject in just a minute, starting now?
They are wonderful and inspiring stories featuring a hero who has to win against tremendous odds and very often millions of extras as well, if it happens to be on film, and many of them are, featuring actors like John Wayne and heroic people of that stature, who are often soldiers, or they are sometimes outlaws, pursued by quite...
Kenneth Williams, John.
I thought it was a hesitation.
It was a hesitation. And Kenneth, you have a point for a correct challenge, and you take over the subject of epics, and there are 29.5 seconds left, starting now.
Will the world ever forget my epic journey from the foothills of the Himalayas in Dhiradan all the way down...
Yes. Barry Cryer challenged you before you got to the foot of the Himalayas, yes.
What did you, what's your challenge?
I just said yes. You said, will the world ever forget?
Good. Very good, yes. The audience
very good. He actually recapped and still got his gag in.
Yeah, I know.
Very
I
good.
Thought that was fixed.
They won't forget as long as Kenneth's alive.
I think the fact you can recap and still get a laugh like that, he deserves a point for his comments, and the audience appreciation endorses that attitude. But you keep the subject, and a point for an incorrect challenge. 22 seconds are left. Epics, Kenneth, starting now.
Like a young Odysseus, I sailed across the sea from Madras to Jaffna, and there made my way to Lord Louis Mountbatten's H. you in Peridinia, and a staff officer said, well, it's nice to see you here. I can tell you, because I was an A1 draftsman.
Well, when the ambassador blows his whistle, it tells us 60 seconds is up, and whoever's speaking that moment gains an extra point. And once again, it was Kenneth Williams. And Kenneth, will you begin the next round? The subject, relations. Will you tell us something about those in just a minute, starting now?
You have friendly relations, diplomatic relations, and sometimes bad relations. That happened to me and my Aunt Rose down in Prittlewell when she wouldn't move this spider off the wall. She said, lay there! Lay there, do you no harm!
Tim Rice.
Repetition.
Yes.
Well, you're a fool to yourself. She won't hear about my Aunt Rose now.
You might get in again. You never know. Well, yeah. And, but if she repeated herself, don't do it in just a minute. Tim! The laughter, by the way, for our listeners is that Kenneth Williams is now making up to... Tim Rice, who is sitting beside him, and Tim is completely overwhelmed. He's not experienced this before. He's become a Freud, has to suffer this. And there are 42 seconds for Tim to continue to take over the subject of relations, starting now.
I have many relations, and I would like to say publicly that I love them one and all, especially those who are perhaps not going to last an awful lot longer and are extremely rich. Do not forget me. I accept postal orders.
To Kenneth Williams Jones.
Well, I think he is confusing relatives with relations.
Yes, you're quite right. Those are relatives. You can have
precisely
relations with your relatives.
Yes,
but
exactly.
He was actually talking
about... very bad English.
No.
Amazing, really, for a writer, professional man.
No, but colloquially, and let's face it...
We're not talking about colloquially. This is broadcast in English, a family audience. They don't want to hear a load of filth.
This is an extremely down-market program, as far as I can tell, and people say friends and...
Down-market? What do you think I am? I'm a cult. I'm Sydney. I'm Sydney. I'm right-market.
Friends and relations.
You've got nerve. Down-market. You're going to sit there as a chairman and take that?
Yes, I take everything. Tim has got a point.
He's got loads of points, but we're not discussing that.
People, colloquially speaking, often talk of their relatives
as
relations. So what I will do, I will be abundantly fair. And I will ask the audience.
They don't know nothing. Look at them.
To the wiser decision of this highly intellectual audience who come off the streets of London to watch all this rubbish. And now, look, if you agree with Kenneth's challenge and you cheer for him, and if you disagree, and which means that you agree with Tim Rice, then you all boo, which means you're on Tim's side, and you all do it together now. They're obviously on your side. You brought them in, haven't you? Now, it was a very strong boo. There's a lot of people who are cultural on Tim's side.
Was placed on the boo side.
Right. So we give it to you, the benefit of the doubt, on the audience decision. There are 30 seconds left. Relations, Kenneth, starting now.
Relations with the Vatican Council and the government of San Salvador have become somewhat strained. And I was moved to remark to Mr. Schultz, who is, as you know, the head of the foreign section of the American government. And
Tim Rice challenge.
A brace of governments.
A what there? Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you're very sharp.
Tim, you have 11 seconds on relations starting now.
Relations?
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Hesitation.
No.
Very slow off the mark there.
He was very slow off the mark, but I don't think he hesitated, and he is a guest, so Tim...
Oh, a guest, aye.
Yeah. 9.5 seconds, Tim, on relations starting now.
Relations come in many shapes and sizes, as we have learned this evening. Who would have thought, all you people here, as you came into this humble little theatre, that you would learn so much about relatives...
Well, in spite of Tim Rice having his leg pulled about relatives and relations, he got a number of points in that round, including one for speaking as the whistle went, and he's now in the lead at the end of the round. Tim, it's also your turn to begin, and the subject is dogs. Can you tell us something about those in just a minute, starting now?
I am the owner of one of the world's few talking dogs. If you say, what sort of day did you have today, Rover, he says, ruff, and this is extremely intelligent, because there are very, very few animals of his type, of his breed, who...
Barry Crouch.
Repetition of very.
Yes, I'm... Yes, you're dead right, Barry. I was utterly, utterly wrong.
Right. Barry, you are in there with 48 seconds on the subject of dogs, starting now.
My?
Tim Rice challenge.
You could have driven a bus through that hesitation.
Yes, I think that definitely was a hesitation, Barry. I'm sorry, sir.
But
Tim,
he's a guest. I'm a guest.
I know, but a guest to challenge.
Well, I know.
But it was a guest who challenged.
I know, they're both guests.
I know. But it was a longer pause as well. It was actually 2 seconds, believe it or not. So yours was only one, at least Tim's was when you challenged. There are 46 seconds on dogs starting now, Tim.
Talking of longer pause, my dog also has very long objects at the end of his feet. He has 4 of them. These are very useful because did you know that that part of the dog's anatomy never sweats? No, I got it completely wrong. That part of the dog...
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Repetition of that part.
That yes. part, yes. Yes, you can't repeat that part because it is wrong in just a minute. 32 seconds are left. Dogs with you, Peter, starting now.
Well, I would like to say straight away that I absolutely adore all dogs. And I would be committing professional suicide if I said anything else on the radio.
Kenneth Williams, challenge.
Yes, well, I mean, it's deviation. He would not be committing professional suicide if he said anything out of the
way. He may think that he would be.
No, it's rubbish. You know very well he could say what he likes about dogs, and it would not result in any loss of earnings, nor would his popularity diminish. And the people in this house would all think just as much of him as they did in the beginning, wouldn't you? Yeah, they are. They're all agreed about
it. No, they haven't. A lot of people said no.
What?
I'll bash the daylights out of it against you.
No, he was expressing an opinion, and that could be his opinion. It's not deviating, technically speaking, in just a minute. So Peter was...
Of course it's deviating. You can't sit, please, saying I would be committing professional suicide. I know things too dramatic and balmy for worlds.
And you're never dramatic, are you?
No, never. Never. All was rational.
Yes.
Calm right. And sagacious and urbane.
Well, show a bit of it now, please.
I am.
23 seconds, Peter, on dog starting now.
Although, when served with a sort of caramel sauce, I suppose they can be quite appetizing. Baked, roasted for a long time, sometimes in a clay oven. But, however, it's not one of the favourite dishes that I have to offer you if you were coming round to dinner, because...
Well, Peter Jones kept going with his dogs until the whistle went, only just, I think.
Yes.
Gained an extra point and is now equal in the lead with Tim Rice. And, Barry Cryer, your turn to begin. The subject's how to cure backache. Would you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
There is an infallible method of curing backache. This is to lie flat on the floor, face downwards, with all the limbs adjacent to the aforementioned part of the room, and then ask a large friend, preferably of the female gender, to walk up and down on the upper part of one's hump.
It all seems to be juddering to a dreadful halt, didn't it?
Yes. Well, you would if you had a great weight like that.
You wouldn't expect it. For a man like that would have been more fluent, wouldn't you?
Yes, but I just get excited when I think about it.
You got excited, you get. Yes, it don't take much to get him going. No.
As you know.
So, Kenneth, you have 40 seconds on how to cure backache, starting now.
I happen to know a considerable amount on this subject. I was a patient of the orthopedic hospital of Great Portland Street for over 9 months, and they put weights on the end of me feet, because they said, we've got to get them level. You've got odd-length legs.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Hesitation.
No hesitation at all. The man's mad. I think he ought to give him something. Give him a drink or an aspirin or something.
He paused.
No, he didn't actually. He was going terribly slow, dragging the words out, which he's been known to do before. I think if you went any slower in your delivery, it could be interpreted as...
Ever heard a playback of yourself, dear?
Well, I do know my fault is that I speak too fast on occasions. I sometimes have to hold back.
Oh, I forgot you're ill. Yes, he's ill. I'm sorry. He's ill.
I was in one of those shows some time ago, but I have recovered from the flu, and I have made a decision that you were not hesitating, so you needn't be rude to me, and you have 16 seconds. How to cure backache, starting now.
My osteopath says the best thing is to lie with a piece of wood under the mattress, and thus ensure that the spine is properly supported. Too many nowadays lie on flop or whatever.
So Kenneth Williams gained that extra point. He's now equal with Peter Jones in second place, just one ahead of Barry Cryer, and Tim Rice is way out in the lead. And Kenneth, your turn to begin. The subject, Parkinson's Law. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
The Parkinson's law is that the amount of work done is in inverse proportion to the number of people performing it. And I think he's got something, because they did prove, you know, that when it came to millions to be spent on an atomic reactor, it took them a considerable amount of time, whereas 47...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Repetition of time.
I hadn't said time before. I don't know why they have him up here.
Didn't he say time? Didn't he say time early on?
No, he didn't say time. Peter.
They wheeled him in at the beginning. He's had Queen's Royal Jelly and everything.
You usually reserve those comments for me. You've shifted your... mode of attack.
Well, I've lost the flow. I mean, my flow's gone.
There are
28 seconds for Parkinson's Law. Still with you, Kenneth, starting now.
This is a reference to Heathcote Parkinson and not to the man that has a chat.
Barry Cry.
I think with all due deference, it's a reference to Northcote Parkinson.
Parkinson's Law?
I'm not talking about what's the subject. I can talk about any Parkinson I like on this show, and the chairman will tell you.
Kenneth, I'm sorry, the subject is Parkinson's Law, so you've got to
certainly,
talk about that.
Certainly, certainly other Parkinsons could have made up laws.
But do you want me to put it to the audience again?
Yes, to put it to the audience. That's right, they know. They're a good crowd.
I'm trying to give Barry's a guest. I was trying to bring him in there, but all right, Kenneth. There are 24 seconds on Parkinson's Law starting now.
Unfortunately, you see, the thing I was going to embroider and expand upon there has been ruined by these ridiculous interruptions, and somebody of my stature really should not
Peter
have...
Jones, a chance. A
deviation.
From Parkinson's Law. Yes. Ridiculous interruptions. Yes.
This is a direct quote of Parkinson, you fool.
No, you're not going to get away with
he
it.
He didn't talk about you, he was talking about your
13
stature.
13 seconds with you on Parkinson's Law, Peter, starting now.
Well, one of the other Parkinson's laws is...
Hesitation.
No. Certainly not.
Yes, very slow coming in. I noticed that with you.
I disagree. 10 seconds, Peter. Parkinson's Law starting now.
I must be very circumspect about my personal life if there is a party conference in the next 9 months.
Tim Rice challenge.
Hesitation.
I'm not surprised. There are 2 seconds for you on Parkinson's Law, Tim, starting now.
I had no idea that Peter Jones was Jewish.
So, Tim Rice was again speaking as the whistle went and has increased his lead, but Peter Jones and Kenneth Williams are still equal in second place, just ahead of Barry Cryer. Tim, it's also your turn to begin, and the subject is rhymes. I think it's something you know a little bit about. Will you talk about it in just a minute, starting now?
It is a fallacy that the greatest popular songs have to have great rhymes all the way through them. Let me give you an example. I don't think I will actually sing the song. I think a recital of a lyric will serve.
Kenneth Williams, a chance.
Think twice.
Yes, there was indeed.
Very wise of him, too.
There are 46 seconds left for you, Kenneth, on rhymes starting now.
Well, I make up a lot of them myself, you know, and people have written in to say to me when I've been on the radio doing a rhyme, how witty, how amusing, how delightful you sound.
Tim Rice has challenged.
How arrogant.
I think you got the format of Just a Minute tape now, Tim. We'll look forward to having you in the next series. But there were three hows, yes. There are 33 seconds on rhymes starting now.
Some Enchanted Evening was the song I was going to give you, and let me start now straight away. First, there is the title, which I will not repeat, as I've already said it once. Then it goes, you will see a stranger. Then that line is said again, across a crowded room. Now, nothing in those first four lines actually rhymes, and yet, because of the brilliance of the melody and the subtlety of the words, that song is absolutely perfect. I myself have tried to emulate this on occasions with total lack
Peter
of...
Peter Jones, a challenge, sir.
Repetition of song.
Yes, oh. I'm afraid there was. So Peter's got in with 4.5 seconds on rhymes, starting now.
How now?
Tim, what possibly can your challenge be?
I really thought he was hesitating between how and now.
He is challenging because he's a guest. There's no other reason.
But he's not going to get the point. You are Peter, and there are 3.5 seconds. No, sorry, just 3 seconds on rhymes are starting now.
Brown cow. Now there are 4 rhymes.
So, Peter Jones, speaking as the whistle went, has moved forward. He's now only 2 behind our leader, who's still Tim Rice, and Peter begins the next round. Peter, the subject is getting locked out. Can you tell us something about that, either from your personal experience or even your fantasy? It doesn't matter. It's just a minute, and you start now.
Well, I suppose it can be almost as bad as getting locked in. It depends where you are at the time. If you're trying to get into your home, and it's pouring with rain, and there's a tree outside, and it's lightning, then it can be actually dangerous for you. Particularly if you're being pursued by muggers. And if you're outside...
Barry cries, Charlotte.
Hesitation?
Yes, Barry.
It was a sort of guest type.
Yes.
Desperate.
A sort of guest type.
Challenge.
No, not desperate. A challenge. It was a sort of...
interpolation.
Benefit of the doubt to a guest.
Ah, yes. Well, you know best, sir.
30 seconds, Barry. Getting locked out, starting now.
I was once locked out of a greenhouse when I desired to gain entry. The story goes as follows. My friend Dennis Spooner, fellow writer, was a keen tomato grower and had in his garden a small building of that nature, full of glass panelling and the aforementioned vegetables. One day, while visiting...
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Tomatoes are actually fruit. They're not...
You are correct, Peter. Absolutely in fact, they used correct. To be known as the love fruit in the olden days.
Really?
Yes.
Well, keep it decent. It's a family show.
Yes.
I don't know whether it was the colour or the passion they exuded when cut open. But anyway, there are 17 seconds for you on getting locked out, Peter, starting now.
Well, I haven't had the pleasure of meeting Dennis Spooner, who I understand is something of a crank and... grows tomatoes wearing a tea cozy on his head. But I have had the misfortune to be locked out of a number of offices.
Tim Rice has challenged.
I thought he said meet twice, but on second thoughts, I don't think he did.
On second thoughts, you are correct. So, as an incorrect challenge, he gets another point and 1.5 seconds to continue on getting locked out, Peter, starting now.
Hammer on the door or try to push a note under...
At the end of that round, Peter Jones was speaking as the whistle went, and he gained a number of points in the round, and he's now one ahead of Tim Rice. He's out in the lead. Barry Cryer, Kenneth Williams, a little way behind. Barry, your turn to begin. The subject, spell. We've had a lot about spelling in just a minute, but can you talk on the subject for just a minute, starting now?
I will interpret this word in the spelling connotation, not in the sense of necromancy, witchcraft, or the mysterious world of Walpurgisnacht. Spelling, the quantity of words, repetition, or indeed the singularity of some letters within the framework of a word is most important. We at this moment are sitting near unto Piccadilly Circus. The first word of that place name contains two C's and one D. A simple formula that often...
Kenneth Williams is charged.
Repetition is two C's.
It's a repetitious thought, but he was not actually repeating the word C.
Ah, I see, yeah, of course.
He said C.
Yes, you're right. You're a very clever man.
I didn't interrupt, because at any rate we were getting away from Dennis Spooner.
He did repeat the word spelling, by the way, but nobody picked it up. 26 seconds on spell, starting now.
Dennis Spooner once said to me, it was essential...
Tim Rice, Chuck.
Repetition of Dennis Spooner.
But he hasn't said Dennis Spooner in this particular
yes,
round.
Yes, he did. He went on and on about him. An extreme length.
No, it was...
not in the Dennis... spelling. No. I was still in the greenhouse.
It was in the greenhouse, and it was Peter Jones who mentioned Dennis Spooner when he's cozy on in the greenhouse picking the love fruit. So he has... But Barry Cryer's not actually...
I've lost my grip on this
mentioned
one.
Dennis Spooner. The wretched fellow's been mentioned so often that... are you all right, Kenneth? You ran to the table there. It's all right. So, Barry, you keep the subject, and there are 23 seconds on spell, starting now.
The very word pronunciation is often mispronounced. If one looks at the assemblage of letters, P-R-O-N-U-N-C-I-H-I-N...
Tim Rice, challenge.
Two N's.
Two
N's. Well, the eggs.
Yes. And so, Tim, you've got in with 13 seconds on spell, starting now.
Spell? What sort of subject is that? Spelling, I could understand, or a spell, but it's extremely difficult just to talk for 13 seconds, even.
Kenneth Williams,
it's not difficult at all, those deviations.
Actually, it's not at all difficult.
It was difficult. I was having great difficulty.
Well, I wouldn't have any difficulty at all, you see. I suppose that's the difference, isn't it?
I don't know whether that is deviation, because he's allowed to express that as an opinion.
Yes, yes.
And as this is the last round and he's equal in the lead, whatever decision I make now will make a difference to the final result. So the only thing I can do is to put it to the superior judgment and wisdom of this audience.
Yes, that lovely house. Look at that. Beautiful. Yes.
If you agree with Kenny's challenge, you cheer for him.
Cheer for Tim. Because after all, it's the last round, isn't it?
Yes, and he's a guest.
And he's a guest. Yes.
And you boo for Tim. You all do it together now. Right, Tim, you've got the audience with you. You have another point, and you have 5 seconds, and you keep going, or you won the show. There are 5 seconds on spell, starting now.
I knew a witch used to do the most disgusting things when she got her hands onto people. What she...
So, as I told you, that was going to be the last whistle, and Tim was speaking when it went, and he got that extra point, and you don't need to be reminded what the who our winner is. But let me give you the final score. Barry Cryer, who contributes so much in every visit, finished...
I only just make fourth, don't I?
Yeah, you make a good fourth. Oh, always a good fourth. You finished just behind Kenneth Williams, who was a lovely panellist as ever, and he finished behind the ever-delightful Peter Jones, who was only 2 points behind the effervescently, wonderfully, charming, brilliant word spinner, the Spenny Man, Tim Rice. So our guest, Tim Rice, I really think has got this game knocked on the head now. He's as good as all the panellists, so we'll have to have him back again and see if we can beat him. And he did jolly well. Thank you very much. We hope you've enjoyed the show and all want to tune in again. Same time next week when we take the air and we play Just a Minute. Till then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Pete Atkin.